think expires pretty soon. Anyway, CJ Wilson did an interview this weekend for SI.com. Like Hot Clicks. I don't even know what Hot Clicks is, but I saw CJ Wilson did an interview and
it's a good site. Go there daily.
Do you?
Find a lot of stuff on there, yeah.
I'm compelled to see what CJ has to say. And just intrigued by the guy. I'm intrigued on the discussion of, was he a fan favorite here? And by living in the ticket world, did my mind turn him into a punchline? Or is that how the fan base in general felt? And they could separate the fact that he was landing airplanes and he was a little bit awesome, more awesome than you.
He was getting booed before he was a starter. Remember when he was a reliever and closer and so inconsistent? There were some boos out of the ballpark.
I'm not sure I have a great handle on Joe Ranger fans' feelings about C.J. Wilson when he was still here. But I do know by the time he left, I didn't mind them not bidding on him because he was going to require gigantic money, and the postseason meant so much to me that I thought your money would be better spent with you, Darvish. Now, it wasn't dollar for dollar. You have to pay a lot more for Darvish, and Darvish is not proven either. Anyway, his personality is incredibly unique. I'm not sure how many pro athletes have rolled through here who left the same taste in your mouth for CJ. And it's just he rolls differently and can't wait to tell you.
He's a doucher.
Yes.
But I like him.
Do
I really
you?
Do, yeah. I like him as one of my athletes, you know what I mean?
All right.
In this world of no quotes and saying a lot of words that mean absolutely nothing, C.J. Wilson said things.
Yes, he did. All right. You know? Well, as an example of that, I have this interview from this weekend.
But I also am way more on board with Darvish. A lot younger. More money, but he should be better.
Well, Siege has a lot of things to say here. So let's start with his views on watching television, because the guy interviewing him asked him what he thought of the Super Bowl. And, of course, if you're going to be cooler than the rest of us, you got to say, well, I didn't even watch the Super Bowl. I didn't even have time. I've been doing other things. So
I was there for a little bit, and I drove back up to L.A. I went to the gym.
This is a Super Bowl Sunday.
A nice steak for lunch. And then did some laundry. I worked on some of the photographs. I was editing some
of
those.
And the TV never even went on.
TV never went on. I haven't watched TV really at all since I've been home. I've been
lost one off the air.
Yeah, you can say that. But, no, I remember I sat down and watched TV at one point in November. And since then, I haven't watched any TV for any reason at all.
That's a whole separate podcast right there that I can get into.
Well, the thing is, like, I really do love television.
What about, like MLB Network or ESPN? No.
No, I know what's going on MLB. Like, I'm one of the people that's talking about. So, like, it was like, where's C.J. Wilson going to sign? I'm like, well, I could tell you, but my only thing was I was kind of curious of where Prince was going to go.
So there, he hasn't watched TV since November.
MLB Network's going to be all CJ all the time.
So why are you even looking?
I think it's bullsh.
On Super Bowl Sunday, I was working on some of my photographs.
But it is a...
Do they have time?
That's a thing you need to say, though, if you are among the intellectuals. You need to say that you just don't even watch TV.
Captain Renaissance?
I mean, yeah, I have a TV. I guess I just haven't turned it on. I don't know.
Forget to turn it on for months at a time.
Oh, it was the Super Bowl? Oh.
Yeah, but if
I was just doing laundry. I didn't even know.
But if I did turn it on, it'd just be about me.
Yeah, I'm tired of watching stuff about me.
Why do I need to watch the MLB Network?
All right, so then the guy was disappointed because he wanted to ask him about the Rob Gronkowski thing, where Rob was dancing with a shirt off after the Super Bowl loss. He was partying and... you know, it was kind of a Super Bowl sub-story that Siege had to be told about, so here's a little bit of that.
After the Patriots lost, he went out, and he was, you know, partying it up, dancing, and just basically dancing. Although, you should see the video, because I know you like to dance. You have to see his dancing.
It's bad?
It's more like he's, like, practicing field goal kicking than dancing.
Elaine Bennis. Is he Elaine Bennis-ing?
Well, the first it was... he was on stage with LMFAO.
Well, there you go.
So you do watch TV.
Exactly, yeah. So a lot of people were pissed that he was partying after the Super Bowl.
Did you follow their music at all?
LMFAO? Yeah. I mean, I know there are two songs that everybody knows.
I Work Out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. Have you seen the video?
Of course.
It's amazing.
Of course. There's so many parody videos, all that stuff.
By the way, I don't think this guy doing the interviewing is that down to earth either. I think it's possible that... he's got a faux hawk. But let's just throw it out there.
Well, they didn't start that to, like, you know, win the Nobel Prize. They did that to make fun music and be funny.
They've succeeded.
Yeah.
They succeeded. They were good at the Super Bowl at halftime. Well, you didn't see it. They were with Madonna at halftime, and they were shuffling, and it was good stuff.
I've been working on that.
Yeah.
It's something, you know, dancing is a really good fitness exercise, so I have a lot of free time living by myself in the off season. And I would practice the shuffle and the running man and all the different steps, you know, and like learn how to do the cat daddy and everything. And I actually I talked to Kate Upton about the
I'm not sure if you know this, but Kate Upton, of course, is the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover girl.
I just
talked to her about dancing.
Oh, okay.
Kate Upton about the...
we'll get into that.
About her dance moves when we do that commercial.
Can we get video of you shuffling for Hot Clicks at least?
At some point, there will be video of me dancing that it's going to hit the web. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to...
All right. We will have that in Hot Clicks, I guarantee.
May or may not be...
Getting back to the Gronkowski thing just for 1 second. So the guy partied and he got... Some people defended him like me. Some people ripped him, saying you shouldn't be partying if they're a loss like that.
The season's over, man. Forget it. You know, like, what are you going to do? You can't go unlose the Super Bowl. People don't understand that. Like, they'll say, oh, yeah, you need to be at home thinking about this or something. I would get that a lot. Like, oh, maybe if you weren't so focused on racing. Someone said that. I was like, hey, I'm down in Daytona for the race. Someone's like, oh, maybe if you weren't so focused on racing, you would have won 20 games last year or something like that. And I'm like, you know what? Like, you can't win any games in January. I'm doing my workouts. I'm running, you know, out here while I'm traveling.
He's dancing.
Forget it, man. Like, just let loose, because you probably need to de-stress a little bit and go party, because otherwise it's a really long off season when you lose a game like that. And trust me, I know it's been 2 years in a row for us, and it's a huge bummer. But
how since you mentioned that, after you lose the World Series, how long does that eat at you
the rest of your life?
Yeah. So even today, it's...
Yeah, I don't think about it every day, but like, if someone mentions it, I'll be upset, because especially this last one, like, we should have won.
Right.
We were so close.
Right.
And, you know, oddly enough, that was one of the games that I didn't go in there and suck. So it really wasn't my fault. Although I felt a lot better in the World Series than I did in the other things. But
you got your contract.
Yeah. No, but I mean, it was funny, because people will always be hitting you up and talking trash about stuff.
All right, so that's why.
I think that makes him sound, you know, the fact that he is self-deprecating there a little bit.
Yeah, he gets a point for that.
Hey, oddly enough, that's one of the few games I didn't suck.
So it wasn't my fault.
Someone else sucked.
All right, it was my fault we lost.
Well, let's dive more into what he likes to do in his free time and how he likes to de-stress by dancing and things like that.
Well, like, a lot of my friends back home are straight edge, you know, so we don't drink, we don't do drugs, nothing like that.
Really?
But we'll go out because we like music. I have friends that are DJs, and everybody likes to dance. So we'll go out to clubs and we'll dance and stuff like that. Because in December, January, it's harmless. You know, you go out there and you can stay out till 1:30 and dance. I go home super sweaty and I just had a good time. Our routine.
You think we can hang out with CJ?
Everybody likes to dance, Bob.
So far, he's kind of describing what my December and January
dance
are like.
All night and return home super sweaty.
Sounds like a 16-year-old girl.
Seriously. A lot of my friends are DJs.
Okay. Well, our routine is that we'll go to a club, either Greystone.
Then we go to Dave and Buster's and just take over the Dance Dance Revolution.
No.
And there's a whole line of quarters waiting to get on, but I own it.
No, listen to this club he goes to with his buddies.
Beechers. Beechers is this club, which is at the Roosevelt Hotel. It's amazing. They have midgets that serve.
Can you say midgets? Is that politically correct now? I think you have to say little people.
Little people. I'm really sorry if I've offended anybody. I'm not socially aware of that.
You might be able to. I'm overly sensitive. Because
I'll put it to you this way. They're not sensitive at this place. There's a 6'8" transvestite. There's like dudes on stilts. There's variety acts. It's literally a madhouse.
Does this?
Now you think this is awesomer than your life?
Totes.
Wait, it gets better.
Oh.
6'8" transvestite dance with a little person.
Yes.
Oh, can we get video of that?
For birthdays, what they do is they actually have, if someone's birthday, they'll put them on the stage, and the person will get like a quasi lap dance from a little Nicki Minaj and the big, I don't know what her name is, but his name or whatever.
So it's a little Nicki Minaj.
Well, that's depending on the song,
right?
Because there's 12 of them, and they do different.
So it's like Super Bass is on, and then it's
She lip syncs to Super Bass, but then for bottle service, they dress. One of them dresses as an Oompa Loompa, and then they actually get conveyor belted, and it's sort of awful. But when you go there, you're sitting next to to Leonardo DiCaprio and Kim Kardashian and Demi Moore and all
that.
Has Kim
Kardashian ever hit on you? Because we know she likes the athletes.
No, I'm not going to make any comments about that.
Oh, really?
No. I've seen her there. I can just say she's not a good dancer.
You know, Leo.
Not like me.
Leo, you know? And Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Demi, we're all at the club together, you know? We're just kind of dancing to de-stress, you know? Because sometimes you just got to, you know, let it go a little bit, man.
Yeah, that's for sure. Which of those things do not belong?
If you're partying, man. You just, you know, life is so stressful. Sometimes you just got to party rock in the house tonight, you know? And you got to be shuffling a little bit. Here he is about spring training.
Is it just baseball 24/7? Can you still, like, have a little bit of fun during spring training?
No, spring training
you're a veteran now. So yeah. For you, I mean, I would imagine.
I love spring training now. I mean, it's actually the slowest time of year for me because I'm not flying anywhere.
Right.
I get to chill. I go out and take photos a lot. So I use it to work on my stuff and get everything lined up. But, you know, it's a tax season, so you're trying to get your taxes done and all that stuff. There's a lot of not fun stuff.
Right.
But
it's not.
I don't really go out too much because, I guess I can now because I'm living in Scottsdale, so it's a little bit easier. But living in Surprise the last couple of years, there's nothing out there. So there's not like a club or something to go to where you actually want to go and dance. There's bars and stuff, but it's like, you know, Buffalo Wild Wings or something like that. It's not my style at all. I got a text message and someone
Surprise,
was like, hey, do you
want
to eat it all while you're in Arizona? And I was like, oh, maybe, yeah, we'll see. But it's going to have to be on nights where it's like I pitch that day. And then
you hear that?
Hmm.
They're asking if he wants a DJ.
Oh, okay.
Not only is he a great photographer, car driver, lands airplanes.
Dancer.
But he also can DJ.
Oh, you're in Arizona. And I was like, oh, maybe, yeah, we'll see. But it's going to have to be on nights where it's like I pitch that day and then I go out that night and then whatever. But you really just got to pick your spots. And, I mean, I think the key is to realize that the reason why I'm there is to pitch and get better.
Right.
And, I'll wait till the season. Because the season you're on a different schedule. You can sleep in a little bit more. And you have days, you have off days, so you can kind of time things. But I had these, like, rager pool parties at my house. Like once a month or something like that during the season last
year.
Just
like you do,
so,
Bob.
What's rager pool party?
Oh, I thought he said ranger pool party.
Rager.
I think it's a special next level of party.
Right.
Rager.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Not just an average
like
party.
A volleyball
not just
net or
new.
Something.
It's
rager.
Super new.
Like
dudes take their shirts off and everything?
That was exactly what I was going to say.
Could we have like a rager...
Little people?
Like, could we have a rager show?
Well, he's doing that once a month.
If we have an exceptional show...
But it doesn't party
is it rager?
Lot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, we could. Just that one where you took off your shirt in front of Herschel Walker.
See, my party is going to Buffalo Wild Wings, so we could totally not hang out. But
super rager.
You know, like once a month or something like that during the season last year.
So, rewind it just a bit.
I do enjoy having things, but I had these, like, rager pool parties at my
rager.
House.
Rager, yeah.
Like once a month or something like that during the season last year. So, you know, I do enjoy having fun.
Like, what did that have to do with the story? He just wanted to get that out there. Like, he just, by the way, even though you didn't ask me, I do have a pool party like once a month.
Rager pool party.
There's a difference.
Like, right. He has pool parties once a week. Once a month, we go rager.
What groups?
I'm saying on Urban Dictionary.
Uh-huh.
One of the definitions is an epic adventure, which sounds like something CJ would be into.
Yeah, totally.
Involving a combination of fire, mayhem, sex, or disorderly conduct. Usually ran on little sleep and fueled by drugs and alcohol. So,
and
what
fire.
Are we to make of this?
I don't know. All right. Well, here's his last one. And this is maybe the shortest cut of all, but I feel like this is where the story resides. So here's CJ talking about, like, he was asked about fights. You know, what sort of fights have you been in baseball? And he was telling the story about Lackey hitting Kinsler. And then he just throws a non sequitur in there that really interests me. So here it is.
I, like, run in and grab this guy, and I'm like, he's way bigger than me. I'm like, okay, hey, buddy, let's pull these guys off the pile. I haven't been in a situation where anybody tried to, like, throw a punch at me or whatever since I was at a Killswitch Engage concert in Riverside a couple years ago.
And what happened there?
I'm not legally allowed to comment about that. I wouldn't want to say anything.
Really?
I had to physically defend myself against some white supremacists.
Oh, my God.
So
that sounds like fun.
It was a lot of fun because they deserved everything they got.
Oh, really?
They're fools, yeah.
All right, well, that sounds like a good off-the-record story for some other day.
Any part of Sam Crow?
White supremacists at a kill switch in what concert?
Kill switching.
Wait a minute, me. I'm like, okay, hey buddy, let's pull these guys off the pile. I haven't been in a situation where anybody tried to like throw a punch at me or whatever since I was at a Kill Switch Engage concert in Riverside a couple years ago.
And what happened there?
Yeah.
I'm not legally allowed to comment
that's
about
one
that.
Group?
I wouldn't want to say anything.
Really?
I had to physically defend myself against some white supremacists.
Oh my god! So that sounds like fun.
It was a lot of fun because they deserved everything they got.
Oh really?
They're fools. Yeah.
All right. Well. That sounds like a good off-the-record story for other day.
Like CJ just beat their head in, huh?
So
they deserved everything they got.
Killswitch Engage.
Yeah.
Right. Name. I thought it was and Gage, like this two people.
Like Motley Crue and the Scorpions.
Killswitch Engage.
Like Gage is their backup singer.
And special guest Gage. And that's metal, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, Rich Phillips is all up behind
that. 70s light rock.
White supremacists at that concert.
White supremacists had it coming. I'm not legally allowed to comment on it, but
that's a blow.
I'll just tell you they got what they had coming.
Because they were
cool. Why, dude?
You know, when I'm clubbing with Leo and Kim and Demi, you know, they bring in the midgets and the transvestite 6'8", and it's super awesome. And that's not when I'm traveling the earth taking pictures, you know, and with my race car and my 747.
I don't know why I like him.
And just in case you didn't know, man, my life is at least 24% cooler than yours. So,
all right, well, I guess.
Yeah, I told Kate Upton the other day. That,
yeah, you know, when I'm hanging out with
once,
Kate Upton.
I was critiquing her on her dance. So Kate Upton is just out there jumping around. He said, hey, Kate, let me show you the Running Man.
During the
off-season. Let me show you this dance from 1987.
And I told Leo, I didn't even watch the Super Bowl.
I haven't turned on my TV since November, but every night
I went to the laundromat.
And I'm coming home, and I'm super sweaty because I'm doing the Running Man.
I told Demi, hey,
all night.
Watch out for that Ashton. I don't trust him.
He's just doing the Running Man.
Running Man and the Cabbage Patch. Running Man, I go back and forth.
We're doing whippets, Demi.
All night.
Stop. Hold on, I'll be right back. I got to go take care of these white supremacists. I don't appreciate their beliefs.
Anybody see my nunchucks?
You guys are fools.
Oh, Siege, don't go changing.